Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jim Lance, president of Toyota Motor Sales USA. And I want to let you know that we've developed a comprehensive plan to fix the sticking pedal situation in recalled Toyota vehicles.
Sticking pedal situation. Jim Lentz of Toyota taking his message to YouTube yesterday. The auto manufacturer announced that they have found a fix for the accelerator problem that led to a recall of more than 9 million cars worldwide and a suspension of sales for certain Toyota cars, not to mention an almost 15% drop in Toyota stock over the past week. And did you catch what he called the problem? Not the mechanical accelerator defect or the pedal electrical response malfunction, as we've heard it referred to elsewhere. No, apparently Toyota is referring to this as the sticking pedal situation. At least give them points for plain talk. And on the plain talk front, there's more from that YouTube clip.
I want to sincerely apologize to Toyota owners. I know that our recalls have caused many of you concern, and for that, I am truly sorry.
Hard to say whether Toyota's all-out campaign to apologize will work. It won't by itself fix your car. But the first question is, will the part currently being shipped to dealers actually take care of the problem? So with us now is Dave Thomas, senior editor at Cars.com. They've been covering the story on their Kicking Tires blog. Dave, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And Toyota owners, if you are confused about what to do, if you don't know whether to feel safe or not when you drive your car, give us a call. Maybe Dave Thomas has some answers for you about what course of action to take. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So, Dave, what is the fix?
Basically, they are shipping out a steel reinforcement rod for this pedal, and that should eliminate the wear and that they've been having that leads to the sticking pedal.
But I don't have the exact stats, but I know I read that they can't produce these rods at nearly the rate that it would be needed to get this taken care of in, say, a few weeks or even a few months. Is that correct?
Oh, no. From what I understand, they are doing this particular part, this reinforcement rod, is shipping already. Some dealers say they already have it. So, and the notices are going out to,
oh, really?
To by owners
the,
already.
By the millions?
Yeah. I don't. It is a ramp up, yes, but it won't. Not every single person will be able to be taken care of. I mean, just the man hours alone to install all these will be at least, yes, a month or more. Even if these stores stay open 24 hours, like Toyota was saying, it will take some time in that regard. But no, it won't be like an Apple iPod where you're waiting in line just for a part for a long time. No.
That's good. And reports are that some dealerships are staying open 24 hours to help deal with this. Will this fix both of the problems? It's a little confusing because there are actually two things, as I understand it, that have caused recalls lately. One is a floor mat, and the other was the sticking accelerator. Can you help clear that up for us?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So last year, end of September, early October, Toyota issued a recall for the floor mats becoming stuck underneath the pedal. And that was a completely different recall. Actually, more vehicles were recalled under that recall, close to 5 million now. They actually extended it just last week as well. And that one has the easy temporary fix of just take your floor mats out, and theoretically, you know, your pedal won't be stuck. But obviously, about 2 million of those vehicles are also included in the sticky pedal recall. So, so that was earlier in the year, and then the sticky pedal one was the one from 2 weeks ago, which affects all the big sellers from Toyota.
Judy in Scotch Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Judy.
Hi. My question is, if you use cruise control, is that the same effect as if you have your foot on the gas pedal? It seems to me the gas pedal does not descend when you're in cruise control. There's something else working it. I've had my Toyota for 4.5 years, and I have never had a problem.
Well, as far as cruise control goes, I would think it would work the same way, but theoretically the fix would be the same. You should apply your brakes in a linear motion, don't pump the brakes. But if there is a problem, if you're using cruise control and it starts accelerating, to apply your brakes steadily and make sure you're in a safe place to do so, and then, you know, pull over and turn off your car.
I understand that part. However, if you're applying a metal thing to the gas to the foot pedal, how does that affect cruise control?
It's still the motion is still there. Yes, it would still be there, even though it's electronically governed.
So she should go to her Toyota dealer like anyone else.
Like anyone else. But if you're not having a problem, you should be able to tell when you're just driving normally with your foot on the gas pedal. You should be able to, if there is a problem, feel it sticking a little bit before it becomes stuck. So that's what Toyota is telling you. If you push down and it doesn't pop back up right away, you have a problem, and you should go in sooner than immediately, actually.
Judy, thank you. So that's interesting. Is that going to give some people a false sense of security, though, if they're not actually physically feeling it when they do that test, but there still may be the underlying problem?
Well, they all have the underlying problem, yes. So that's why they're recalling 2.3 million cars. They all have that underlying problem. But what Toyota is saying is because it's a wear issue, it gets worse over time. You're not going to just have this runaway acceleration out of the blue. If you pay attention, if you check your pedal, you should be able to notice something going wrong before that happens.
Dave Thomas, senior editor at Cars.com and the Kicking Tires blog, there talking about the Toyota recall and taking your calls. Dave, where are you? What city?
We're based in Chicago.
So you may not know that at this time, most days of the week in New York City, there are thousands of people sitting in their cars just waiting for 11 o'clock when alternate side of the street parking ends for that day. And one of those people is Luis on the Upper West Side, who's calling in right now. Hi, Luis.
Hi. I'm sitting in a 2002 Toyota Corolla, which was given up by my girlfriend's grandfather. And evidently, he did experience a stuck accelerator. But we're not sure because, well, he shouldn't be driving anyway. But and the evidence of which is on the side of the car. I think it's a very minor problem. I had a Volkswagen that did that a couple of times, a decade ago. And if you're aware that there's an issue, as per your guest's suggestions, you can easily, deal with it. And if it becomes a chronic problem, then you take it into the dealer or your shop and go, okay, what's going on here? But I really do think it's a minor problem and that the stock market has, responded in the crazy way that it does, and that Toyota just being a responsible corporate citizen, which is strange to hear from an inverted left-winger like myself.
Well, Dave Thomas, is he right, or have people died because they've gotten into accidents because of this problem, or what?
Well, there are a number of issues around it. So with just this most recent recall, the sticky pedal, there have been no deaths attributed to it whatsoever. The death from last year of the highway patrolman in California and his family were in a Lexus, that is being attributed to the floor mat issue. So as far as we don't like to talk about fatalities in any recall, but as far as that goes, no, there have not been fatalities with a sticky pedal. As far as do all cars have the attribute to accelerate like this, there have been some discussions we report on recently that engineers are saying that, microwave interference can cause this and that it's very hard to replicate and that, yes, every brand has had alerts of saying this has happened from time to time, but they've never been able to locate why in some of these instances. And that's why Toyota, when people there are some lawsuits about older vehicles, and Toyota saying we've investigated this, but we can't find a cause. So that is all out there. And like your guest said, if you apply the brakes, you can stop that. But the problem is when there is a root cause and you can determine what it is, like Toyota has done in these two instances, you have to fix it because you know of what that cause is. And no matter if there is a good fix, there's always going to be at least one, if not many, many, many drivers that don't know how to fix it, and they have to be safe in their cars and operate in a normal way.
And we've certainly had stories on the station of people who this has happened to, and they were completely freaked out because they could not stop their cars. And they had to go through all kinds of contortions and spontaneously figure out that maybe they could put it in neutral while doing this and doing that with the brake. And unfortunately, Luis hung up, so I couldn't ask him if he was double parked waiting for 11 o'clock or sitting in a spot that's illegal until it becomes legal in 5 minutes. But there is a question of how long Toyota has known about this. And I'm not sure if you caught Brian Ross on ABC News doing his best Michael Moore impression, but a couple of days ago he camped out outside Toyota's headquarters and ambushed Toyota VP Jim Lentz. Listen to 30 seconds of this.
Mr. Lentz, Brian Ross from ABC News.
Brian, how are you?
Some of your critics say that Toyota's been covering this up for years. What do you say to that?
Well, right now, what's important is we're here to get the news out to our customers.
No, I understand, but what about the allegations of a cover-up?
There is no cover-up.
How long have you known about this problem of the runaway cars? Not just the sticky gas pedals, but the runaway cars.
It's a lot of detail that goes into all this. We've been up front. We're taking care of customers right now.
Well, he certainly didn't answer the question of how long he knew about it.
Right. I think that is because, these other instances that they've investigated, NHTSA has investigated and had to kind of let the investigation expire is because they couldn't find a root cause of these older ones, supposedly. I mean, there will be lawsuits about this, I'm sure. There's a class action lawsuit underway for some of these older vehicles. And I think this congressional hearing will try and get to the root of the cause in February of these older models, if they can come up with one. I think we have to be really kind of impressive is they found a root cause for these instances, and that is kind of surprising, and that they acted so swiftly.
Let's take one more caller, Donna in Bloomfield. Donna, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I'm just going to say they found a root cause on Thursday. My car was recalled in November, and then they had a root cause. I had a friend killed in a Toyota last year. They say they've done rigorous testing. When? Since last Thursday? They didn't know what it was last Thursday. This is an electronics problem. And I am really, really annoyed because I drive an hour every day. And I tried to shift my car into neutral on my way home yesterday. And I had trouble doing it. And I don't think they found a root cause. And I don't think they tried to replicate this in a laboratory. Where's the data? They're giving me a $5 shim and telling me that's going to fix this. I don't know if my friend, who was killed last year in a Toyota, who was stopped at a stop sign and suddenly lurched into an intersection, was she killed because her car suddenly, they said mm-hmm. that she was distracted. I don't think that they'd fix this. I think, and I'm afraid to drive my car. I'm afraid to put my kids in my car.
Donna, I have to leave it there. I'm sorry to say, because we're out of time. But I'm sure Donna's representative of many people who are still angry and skeptical. And we have 20 seconds left, Dave.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that hopefully, because of what's happened now, with a congressional hearing, if there are more instances like that, it'll come up. They will come to the surface. They will get investigated a little more thoroughly now. I know the NHTSA is looking into reshaping some of what they do in terms of these investigations. So hopefully, those things don't happen right again, and we do find what they are. But the electronic thing has been almost impossible to investigate, they said.
And we have to leave it there. Dave Thomas, senior editor at Cars.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.